story about the three pastors. We love to get together every Monday morning to fellowship and talk about all their wounds from the previous day. One particular morning they shared, and they discovered they all had the same problem. The problem wasn't with people, it was with gnats in the belfries of these country churches. What are we going to do? One pastor said, I tried. He said, I got my shotgun one Saturday, and I went in there, and I looked up into the belfry, and every time I saw one of those bats come out of there, I blew at it, and he said, put a lot of holes in the roof of the church, but didn't kill any bats. Second pastor said, I tried. He said, I trapped them all, and I put them in the back of my car, and I drove 50 miles down the road, and I released them, and guess what? They beat me back to the church. Third pastor said, I dealt with them. We have a problem. Third pastor said, well, what in the world did you do? Tell us. He said, I baptized them, confirmed them, put them in the membership. I haven't seen them since. Unfortunately, that story has an element of truth in it. And there are some of you that have been members here for a long time, but we wonder, where are you? We got, 30 or 40 members joining this time around, this month. We're going to do a new members fellowship tonight. Look forward to it. And there's a lot of excitement about all this. And then I wonder, a year on down the road, where will these people be? Will they still be here? Will they be involved? Will they have found their placement in the body of Christ? And I have a burning desire to see the body at work. There's nothing any more beautiful than to watch an athlete who is so gifted in action. We'd love to see it, whether live or on television, and stop and think about the beauty of the human body, one that is functioning so well. And Paul uses that analogy regarding the church and how the church is the body of Christ. And how beautiful it is to be able to see the body working in such harmony and such oneness, and yet with all the diversity of the many different members. It's a wonderful thing to behold, and we do behold that here. We see that. I saw it yesterday in our memorial service for Flo Zander, when we all went over to Fellowship Hall, 400 or 500 people maybe. And everybody's coming up to me and saying, this is wonderful, how organized this is, and all the food over there, and thank you very much. And I'm saying, I didn't have anything to do with it. It's just the body, people involved. I want you to stop and think about the body, your body. Take a good look at your body. Because I'm going to draw some lessons from your body this morning. There's nothing quite as amazing as the human body and the human brain. It's a unique thing that God has created that we call humanity. You are special this morning. You are a very special person. You might be here and you say, there's nothing special about me. Everywhere I turn in the course of my life, I've been beat up, I've been trampled on. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about my life. I'm here this morning, and I'm not really sure what I'm going to do when it's over. I just don't know where to go with my life because I don't have anything of significance about me. No self-worth. Listen to what I'm saying this morning. You are special because you are a human being created in the image of God. And that's the tragedy of abortion. I came across and I got to read this because it's so well put together. I hate to read things that are lengthy, but you folks are so special, and I know you'll stay with me in this because it's so good. Written from a scientist. In layman's terminology regarding the significance of the human mind, the brain, and the body. This is what he writes. That my body works so well most of the time, quite apart from any conscious intention or direction on my part, it's a wonder beyond compare. If I were put in charge of my hypothalamus tomorrow, I should immediately panic. I don't have a clue as to how I would communicate with it, much less any notion of what I would tell it to do. I don't even know what it looks like. I'd rather be placed in charge of a Discovery space shuttle in orbit, told it's my responsibility to fly it home. I have to face the fact that the tiniest and humblest cell in my body is considerably more intelligent than I am. And then he talks about the brain. He says it's amazingly complex. It has at least 100 billion cells. 100 billion cells. 5 billion people in our world. Your brain has 100 billion cells. And each cell has as many as 1,000 connections with other cells. That makes 100 trillion connections. That's one with 14 zeros after it. That means 100 trillion places where I can have a breakdown in my brain. If God is not overseeing it, there will be some kind of malfunction in my mind. Thus, he says a single human brain has more connections than all the computers now operating in a world combined. I was just looking at a computer that Jeff over here has. It's a wonderful thing. I can never think about this. Amazing. It's amazing what we can do with computers today. All the computers in the world are not as brilliant as your brain. Not as infinitely put together. He says, in fact, the normal brain has enough capacity to know everything that is known in the entire world. The only problem is important thing.